Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant, Dr. Audrey Akins. Now, if you'd like to know a little more about the series, please feel free to listen to the introduction. It will give you a little insight on His servant, Dr. Audrey Akins. Well, see, I was about 8 or 9, and I remember knowing that God talked to me. Lying in our backyard, watching the stars appear in the sky, God talked to me about how He took great care in arranging the stars so that we could see them. But He told me that most of them were kept for the heavens and His angels. And I can remember thinking that that was really, really cool. All those stars I saw, but He told me, oh, I have many, many more that you on earth will never see because they're in the heavens. I didn't share that with anyone back then because I assumed He had already told everybody about those secret stars. Then as an avid reader, which I always loved to sit on the front porch and read, and many times when I was reading a story, He would take and compare it to what He did on earth. I used to love mysteries. You know, the old funny thing that people talk about now, you know, those Nancy Drew mysteries. Well, I'm from that era, and I loved reading Nancy Drew. And I loved how the clues that she would find in the way that the author wrote, you kind of knew the clue before he wrote that she found it, because he was such a masterful writer, he allowed you to kind of find it on your own before it was revealed. And in that, the Lord, at that time, all I knew was God, said, that's what I do with my people. That's what I do. I let them see what I'm going to do before I do it. And then when I do it, they know it's me. And I can remember saying to myself, wow. But again, I didn't say anything because I assumed He talked this way to everyone. So I stop here for a moment to encourage you. Be not deceived. We all hear God. We all hear God. But it is the process of listening to Him. Now, I'm not talking about obedience. I'm talking about listening. Listening is an active action of taking a sound and bringing it into our mind and our emotions to partake of it. Now, picture yourself, you young mothers out there that have maybe 1, 2, 3 children, and they're all making a sound. They're all talking, they're all clamoring, but you don't really listen to every sound. You take the sound that you know you need to listen to, and you bring it into your mind and your emotions to evaluate it. Is he crying because he's hurt? Is she crying because she's hungry? We all do it without even giving it any thought. I had an apartment when I was young, and it was pretty close to the train tracks. And when I first moved in, I listened to those trains on a daily basis, rumble down the tracks. But then I stopped listening to them. Did I still hear them? Absolutely. But I didn't listen to them. I didn't bring them into my emotion or into my mind. I didn't have to analyze them. They were just part of what we call background noise. When somebody came to visit me, and they'd be sitting there, and the train would go by, you would have thought we were getting home invasions. They would be startled. They'd be alarmed. I'd be looking at them like, what are you doing? And they were like, I can't believe you do that. I can't believe you live here. And I just looked at them and said, I'm just used to it. We all do it. We hear sounds that have no purpose. But you need to understand that God is talking all the time. Don't let his voice, his sound, become background noise. See, I knew of Dr. Akins before I met her. I knew of her ministry, and I knew the condition my life was in, and I had no desire that the other two would meet. I was like, I don't want any of that. Whatever that is, that I was drawn to watch from afar, I don't want it in my life. But as only the Holy Spirit can do, a series of situations and encounters led me to be sitting in her ministry building while she was talking on the phone. And God said to me, I want you to give my servant a home until. I sat there staring at the floor thinking, what? Now, I know this is you, God, but like, until what? For why? How am I to do that? I mean, you can imagine, I had many, many questions. God did not answer my questions. But when she got off the phone, I gave her what I brought to give her and I left. That sound of God that I had listened to by bringing it into my mind and my emotions, see, I emotionally reacted to that sound. I connected with that sound. My spirit already was in agreement. This is one thing that we need to understand. When God speaks to us, our spirit will agree. But it's when we listen to it and bring it into our mind and our emotion, we have to deal with it. So as time went on, and as only God can do, he brought us together to be in ministry. That sound that we hear is what is being called led by the Spirit. I didn't know that. It's one of the awesome concepts I learned by walking with an apostle, Dr. Audrey Akins. But the way I learned it was very painful. I wasn't good at learning. See, I'm a recovering control freak. I like to know exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, when I'm doing it, how I'm doing it. I like to know all of that. Did I mention I'm a recovering control freak? So walking with the apostle, I learned how to let go a little bit. But it was painful. I need to tell you. Because I would say to her, well, do you think I should do this or that? Because she had already proven to me that she's a very wise person. And she'd look at me with this very irritated look and say, well, what did the Spirit say? And I would look at her like, if I knew that, I wouldn't be here. But see, that didn't sway her. She didn't take pity on the fact that I had this obvious look on my face that I have no clue to the answer, or I wouldn't be putting myself in the line of fire and asking the question. But over time, I began to realize that the only way I was going to really know was to ask God and to trust. This is the difference, my friend. Trust that what you hear from him is him. And I learned this through the teaching of the apostle. She did a teaching because, see, I struggled with this for months and months and months and months. And one day she did a teaching on the scripture that talks about he won't give us a stone if we ask for bread. And it made sense to me because I had the daughter. And if my daughter came and said to me, hey, mom, can you do this for me or can you give me this? I wouldn't just go off and give her something totally contrary. And in that moment of her teaching and giving the revelation about how much God wants to talk to us, wants to show us, His Spirit wants to guide us. And she continually said in that teaching, being led by the Spirit. So I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust that you're going to guide me, Lord. And within days of me making that declaration, just me and God, the apostle taught another concept. And the concept was that we need to be okay with saying to God, okay, I ask, I believe this is what you said to me. So I'm going to step out in faith and do what I believe you told me to do. And if I missed it, I'm trusting that you're going to, as the word says, close doors that no man can open, or open doors no man can close. Because you see, the enemy will not hinder you from going to God and asking questions if he knows you won't trust that God's giving you answers. So that's a concept you need to grab a hold of. He is not going to struggle with you if he knows that when God tells you the truth, you're going to go, I don't know whether that's you, God. He's going to let you ask all day long. But we need to know that God wants us to know how to be led by the Spirit. We all hear God, but it's the listening that brings the answers to our questions. Listening is the active state of allowing the sound to enter in, impact our life and the lives of others. And because, see, sometimes God doesn't speak in words. He'll speak in a song. He'll speak in a movie. He'll speak even in some really bad commercials. Because God knows that we need His help. And He knows that he wants to guide us. So He will reach out in whatever atmosphere we're involved in. I've heard Apostle even say from time to time that when she was running from God, God would put her in a situation and talk to her. And she knew it was God. So wherever you're at in your walk, learn quickly what I took way too long to learn. Is that He speaks to us and He wants to lead us by His Spirit. So if you have a question rolling around in you today, I ask you what Dr. Akins always asked me. So what did the Spirit say? And then step out in faith, as it says in Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com. Or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.